Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
Thank you for listening today to the podcast. If it's your first time, welcome. If you listen each day, thank you. What a gift the Word of God is to us. It's the very words of God written by men so that we can know the character of God. What a gift. This week at our church, our kids ministry is leading a group of 52 kids through what we call Summer Serve Week. The theme this year is called Light It Up. All week, we are talking about being a light in a dark world, bringing light into dark places, and holding up our lights to people so that we can point them to the one true light, Jesus Christ. It's my favorite week of the year because a small group of kids, we pray, will realize the importance of serving others as Christ has commanded us and truly know what it means to give of ourselves for His sake. Please pray today that this group of kids will be changed for eternity because of what happens this week. In Luke chapter 11, verses 33 through 36, Jesus is teaching a large crowd of people. Listen to what it says. No one lights a lamp and puts it in a place where it will be hidden or under a bowl. Instead, he puts it on its stand, so that those who come in may see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eyes are good, your whole body also is full of light. But when they are bad, your whole body also is full of darkness. See to it then that the light within you is not darkness. Therefore, if your whole body is full of light and no part of it dark, it will be completely lighted, as when the light of a lamp shines on you. It's silly to think that someone would light a lamp and then hide it so that no one can see, or lights the lamp and covers it up so that no one can see. Isn't the purpose of the lamp to shine into a dark place so that people can see? So, what is Jesus saying here? Well, He is the light, the one true light. In Him is light and no darkness at all. If you know Him, you have the full light. There are many things that may look like light, and that is the true light, but the world throws things at us daily that seem like good, but are not. If you don't recognize that Christ is the one true light and know Him for who He is, you do not have the full light. As our eyes are the lamp of our body, what you see and how you see Christ affects your whole life. Let me say that again. If your eyes are the lamp of your body, what you see and how you see Christ affects your whole life. That's what he's saying. How we view the one true light affects our whole lives. If we see him as the Christ, our whole lives are full of light. Others can see a difference in you. The part of the scripture that says, see to it that the light within you is not darkness, see to it, another translation might use, be careful. I listed four things that could be helpful for us today as we see to it that the light within us is not darkness. Number one, know Christ and the gospel. Number two, seek accountability. Ask for others to hold you accountable to having light within you. Number three, remind yourself of truth. Be careful that the light within you is not darkness. So remind yourself of what you know to be true. And number four, examine who you say the light in your life is. So if you examine yourself, stop and examine yourself to ask, who is the light in my life? Is it someone else? Is it the world? Or is it the one true light? Be careful. See to it that the light within you is not darkness. If your whole body is full of light, you will be completely lighted, like a lamp shines on you. If you're sitting under a lamp, things become more focused. At the same time, the lamp can also bring out flaws in things or areas that are broken. A splinter is hard to see when looked at with the naked eye, but when placed under a lamp, often you can see that tiny speck that feels like a plank hurting your finger to the bone. When Christ looks into our hearts, He takes the imperfections and counts us righteous because of His blood. He becomes the true light that shines into our imperfections and makes us new creations. We are completely lighted and full of light because of His gift of salvation for us. Completely. All of our old exchanged for new by His grace. Why is it so important for us to remember who the one true light is? Well, because, my friend, this world is evil and wants to tell you and me and show us things that are not pleasing to God. Today, let me challenge you. Look to the one true light today, who is Jesus Christ. He is the light of the world.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.